Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to APL Apollo Tubes Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by YES Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Udit Gajiwala from YES Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of YES Securities, we welcome you all to the Q2 FY25 earnings conference call of APL Apollo Tubes. From the management side, we have today Mr. Sanjay Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Deepak Goyal, Director of Operations, Mr. Anubhav Gupta, Chief Strategy Officer, and Mr. Chetan Khandelwal, Chief Financial Officer. I'll now hand over the call to the management for your opening remarks. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Udit, and thanks to YES Securities for hosting us for our earnings call. Good evening, everyone. I welcome all of you to our quarter two FY25 earnings call. I sympathize with my analyst friends who are covering the building materials sector and are attending the fifth investor call today. What a mind-blowing quarter we had, the Q2. Our Q2 performance reminds me of a famous phrase, "The night is darkest just before the dawn." Why I say this? Because we have been waiting for this time when inflation in the domestic steel prices seems to be over, and the gap between our product and low-grade sponge iron-made steel pipes has narrowed down considerably. Of course, the correction in steel prices brought wrath on our profitability, and our EBITDA spreads collapsed to all-time low. However, we are not discouraged by this at all, and in fact, we are working harder to pounce upon the opportunity which has opened with the low base raw material costs. The gap between our product and sponge iron pipes is around 5%-6% today, and we can target an additional market of 500,000 tons on a monthly basis. Our products have also become affordable against wooden structures, aluminum profiles, rebars, long steel products, and steel angles and channels, which is further expanding our universe. The existing pricing situation seems to be sustainable, as there is not much room for steel prices to go down given the depressed profitability for the steel mills, and at the same time, steel prices should not rise further because the new steel capacity is coming online quarter-on-quarter basis, which will keep the steel prices under check. Henceforth, the volume trends in H2 should remain strong, as we are confident of 3.2 million ton sales target for the full year of FY25. Confidence also comes from the fact that our channel partners are still sitting on low inventory levels because their secondary sales are equally strong. The reasons for all-time low EBITDA spreads in Q2 were: number one, inventory loss of rupees 2,000 per ton, which even we could not stop because of a 7,500-ton steep fall in the steel prices, and that was back-to-back. So the inventory which we were having on our books, we had to correct it. And we also offered more discounts of rupees 500 per ton to our customers in the falling steel scenario to push sales. One positive highlight was the operating leverage benefit of rupees 100 per ton as our sales volume expanded on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Now, APL Apollo is ready with 4.3 million ton capacity, which we shall expand to 5 million ton by FY26. The residual CapEx is around 3-3.5 billion rupees, which will be easily funded from the internal cash flows. Our strategy here is deeper penetration in the market with new greenfield plants. Two plants are coming in, Siliguri and Gorakhpur. This is to cater to the whole of East India, including these seven sister states, and some opportunity in Nepal and Bhutan markets as well. We are also adding up a new plant in Bangalore for our lighter sections, where we feel that the existing capacities are fully utilized. From these three plants, we expect an additional market of around 1.5 million ton on annual basis. And we should be able to ramp up our volumes from these plants over the next 2 to 3 years. Our thrust on innovation continues in structural steel space with launch of specialized structures for the solar power industry. One product is a pre-coated thicker sheet which shall replace existing galvanized sheets. And the another product we added to our portfolio was to cater to the solar tracker systems. We continue to make inroads in the heavy structural steel tube space as the usage of tubular designs in heavy construction keeps on rising. Our tubular designs are now being used in major infrastructure and real estate projects in the country. For next year, we maintain our sales volume guidance of 4 million ton and 5 million ton by FY27. The margin shall expand to normalized level of 5,000 rupees per ton over the next 2 to 3 quarters. And this margin should remain sustainable throughout FY26 on quarter-on-quarter basis. With this, we are done with our opening remarks and we are happy to take questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from Ikigai Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. Thank you so much for the opportunity and happy festive greetings to everybody at APL. Sanjay, the first question was on steel demand supply. Could you please share your thoughts on what's really happening with overall global and India steel demand supply and your outlook on how should the prices actually behave? A bit more color on that will be helpful, please. That's my first question.
Good evening, Rahul. First of all, happy Diwali to everyone. Well, the demand of the steel, if you see the real facts, not very good. But somehow, we are struggling from last 2 years with the secondary and the primary steel prices, the huge gap between the primary and the secondary steel price, almost close to 12 to 15 rupees kg. Now it's come down to reduce to 3 rupees, almost close to 2 to 3 rupees kg. तो ये हमारे लिए अपने आप में बहुत बड़ा बूस्ट अप है बाकी तो अगर आप इफ यू सी द ऑल द अदर ऑल द सेक्टर्स वी आर आवर ग्रोथ रेट इज ऑलमोस्ट क्लोज टू 5 to 10%. पर यहां पर हमारे पास ग्रोथ का बहुत बड़ा चांस है जिसके लिए हमने भी बिल्डअप द कैपेसिटी एंड वी आर वेरी फोकस्ड कि हम अब क्वार्टर ऑन क्वार्टर आराम से हम 10% ग्रोथ का टारगेट बना रहे कि हम लेके जाएंगे ग्लोबली डिमांड कुछ जगह पर फ्रैक्टली लाइक मिडिल ईस्ट में डिमांड अच्छी है एंड यूएस साइड में तो डिमांड स्लो डाउन है मिडिल ईस्ट में दिस मंथ वी आर गोइंग टू डू आवर एवर हाइएस्ट प्रोडक्शन ये सेल क्लोज टू 16,000 टन दिस मंथ सो दिस ऑल द थिंग्स आर गुड फॉर अस
So, Sanjay ji, mota moti for the HRC pricing in India, what do you foresee? I mean, because Anubhav also mentioned
HRC price, Rahul, we have to understood. Today, HRC price is close to 46-47 rupees in the market. And here, there is no price correction ka chance nahi hai because the margins are in pressure, also the steel plants are in the pressure. But But my gut feeling is ज़्यादा बढ़ने का भी चांस नहीं है अब यही पर 1 रुपये ऊपर नीचे मतलब प्राइस वुड बी रिमेन सेम बिकॉज की कैपेसिटी इंडिया में इस साल में ऑलमोस्ट एचआर क्वालिटी 1.5 मिलियन टन की कैपेसिटी आनी थी like 2 lakh ton per month from Tata Steel, 2 lakh ton per month from NMDC Steel, 4 lakh ton from JSW Steel, and 4 lakh ton from JSPL. I mean, it's 12 lakh ton per month ki capacity, maybe hardly 2.5, 3 lakh ton ka capacity chalu hua hai. 9 lakh ton ka capacity almost agle 4 mahine, 4 to 5 months mein chalu hogi. 2 lakh ton Tata Steel, 4 lakh ton JSW, and 2 lakh ton JSPL. So 8 lakh ton ka capacity built up hoga, aur China ka pressure bahut zyada hai overall world market pe steel prices mein. तो मेरे को लगता है इंडिया में स्टील प्राइसेस यहां पर रिमेन सेम रहेंगे, बट जो सेकेंडरी मार्केट है वहां से मार्केट शेयर इज मूविंग टुवर्ड द प्राइमरी स्टील.
गॉट इट सर, गॉट इट. थैंक यू सो मच फॉर आंसरिंग माय क्वेश्चंस. आई विल गेट बैक इन द क्यू.
थैंक यू. आवर नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम लाइन ऑफ अमित दीक्षित फ्रॉम आईसीआईसीआई सिक्योरिटीज. प्लीज गो अहेड.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for the opportunity. A couple of questions from my end. The first one is that, you know, despite pushing volumes, the general structure segment, we found that the contribution was negative. So what explains that? Are we pushing volumes at the cost of margins and realization? In that case, you know, it could be counterproductive as we ramp up our capacity. So that is the first question I have. That how do we see this margin shaping up of this critical, I would say, bucket, which is like 45% of your overall sales volume?
So, Amit, the EBITDA per ton spread was negative because of the inventory loss overall with the company took, right? If we remove the inventory loss, it was pretty much profitable. And going forward, we don't expect further inventory losses, right? So so the EBITDA per ton in this particular category will recover to the previous levels, which we have been showing around 2000 to 2200 rupees a ton.
No, because I was asking what gives us confidence that, you know, the steel prices will not fall from here, because, you know, what we have seen, that Chinese stimulus, I mean, the measures and the impact has been fairly, I would say, muted at this point in time. Chinese exports have again swelled to 10 million tons odd. So, you know, and last quarter also we said that now, you know, things are, the worst is behind us possibly. But although we said that Q2 might be a little bit here and there. But, you know, going ahead in Q3 also, the demand that we saw is like 4 to 5% now in Q2. So what gives us the confidence that, you know, we will go back to this EBITDA per ton of 5,000 in 2 to 3 quarters?
Amit, no one will be more happy if steel prices go down further from here. The question is, can steel prices go down again 7,500 per ton in single quarter? Answer seems to be no, right? Because, see, I mean, company, if you look at our performance for last 10 years, right, we have seen this cycle of steel volatility, wherein in a single quarter, steel prices swing by 2,000, 3,000 rupees a ton very easily, right? And we don't have inventory losses in every quarter. It is just in Q2 when there was such a sharp decline, right? 2,500, 2,000 rupees, 2,000 rupees, month on month, we saw the correction in the steel prices, which we have not witnessed in the last 10 years. Even an efficient inventory churning company like Apollo, right, which we always boast of, right, our inventory churn is like 25 days, 15 times, 18 times in a year. When we are churning inventory so quickly, then 2,000-3,000 rupees per ton fall or increase in steel prices in a quarter does not impact our profitability. But if steel prices were to fall off by 7,500 rupees a ton in a single quarter, then it does impact our profitability, right? So if in quarter three you expect that steel prices could further go down by the same pace, I mean, at one side we will be very happy because we will just eliminate the sponge iron patra pipes, okay? Because right now the gap is 2,000 rupees a ton, and if steel prices, my base raw material, goes down by like 6,000-7,000 rupees a ton, you can. Imagine the situation where I will be able to sell at such a lower price. Second point, we may not need to lower my selling price. Once steel prices go below Patra coil price, okay, because I have almost 500,000 ton of monthly incremental market which I will take from sponge iron steel pipes, and even if my base raw material is lower, I may not decrease my selling price, right? So in fact, my margins will go up. In a situation when steel prices crash by 7,000 per ton in Q3 or Q4, and sponge iron steel prices are at similar levels.
Sorry, but I also add to one point here. Today, the total structural tube marketing of India is almost close to 5 million ton with the primary steel, and for almost 6 million ton from the secondary steel. If the price go down with the secondary steel, nobody can supply the material to market other than Apollo. Our segment, the second number player is just a one-tenth of our capacity. So if market requires 5-6 lakh ton per month more material, so Apollo also can give a maximum 1.5 lakh ton material per month to market. So then we don't need to clash our price. Then our margin should increase.
Okay, got it. The second question is on employee expenses. Last quarter you indicated that maybe they have peaked off, but this time we saw again employee expenses increasing. So what is the sustainable rate that we can, of employee expenses that we can see going ahead?
So Amit, the employee expenses for the Q2 is 870 million rupees, right? Out of this, again, 70 million is for the notional ESOP expense. Okay, so 800 million per quarter is what like we have peaked, right? And as the sales volume increases quarter on quarter, the per ton cost will keep on going down.
But an absolute amount, we can expect that 800 million would be, you know, or thereabout would be a quarterly rate.
Definitely, yes.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Lokesh Maru from Nippon India Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my questions. Two, three questions. One is, you know, now assuming that steel prices are down already, panels are at lower inventory, what kind of growth are you seeing right now, or maybe what is your estimate for, you know, in the current situation, say Q3, Q4, that is first. Second is, as prices were down already, were on a declining trend, the discount of 500 per ton that we had said even in the call and in the PPT, when did you actually start giving this discount, and how long do you intend to stretch that, and what was the rationale? Is it to, you know, still push volumes in a declining destocking environment, or gain share from maybe peers, anything like that? And third, last question is on the, while doing some channel checks, few dealers also mentioned presence of or rather competitive intensity in the heavy structures by JSPL. So how do we counter that? What is our, you know, strategy around that piece? Thanks.
So Lokesh, first question will be addressed by Sanjay ji. Rest two I will take. Sanjay ji, please.
Hi, Lokesh, good evening. Because now we are targeting quarter on quarter 10% growth. Like this quarter we have done 7.5 lakh ton here about. Now Q3 we are targeting 8.25 lakh ton. And Q4 we are targeting 9 lakh ton. And Q1 we are targeting 10 lakh ton. And Q2 I am targeting 11 lakh ton. And Q2 up to 12 lakh ton. I think this type of market scenario, we are not going to stop. We are going to quarter on quarter 10% growth. Because I have the capacity, I have the market, I have the all the things I have. Now, nothing is to, for me, any excuse. For Apollo, now no excuse. We are very confident. Okay, already the secondary market is in the loss. So, abhi 1-2 rupay kilo wo loss mein kaam kar rahe hai. and we are still in the comfort position. So I don't think abhi koi major hi kare, saap phir wapas steel price increase aa gaya, jo kisi halat mein humko possible nahi lagta. So I think now the ball is in our court. Now we are going with the external support also. So we are हम इस समय full horsepower की तरह से काम कर रहे हैं कि हमको life में ऐसा दोबारा मौका नहीं मिलेगा. So we are very hopeful. If we can't do it, so we have to rethink ki where is our structural problem, how can we remove and how can we go ahead. But right now I can say only one, I can give you an assurance कि हमारे पास कोई excuse नहीं है perform करने के अलावा. अपोलो टीम को परफॉर्म करना ही पड़ेगा. वी हैव नो एक्सक्यूज. थैंक यू
सर. जस्ट वन काउंटर टू दैट. सॉरी सर, अभी अगर भाव कम है, रेड स्टील हैज फॉलन राइट नाउ, इफ आर गैप विद सेकेंडरी इज नैरो, सो व्हाई नॉट फ्रंट लोड दैट वॉल्यूम विच वी आर फोरकास्टिंग लेटर. मतलब अभी ग्रोथ एक्सेलरेट ज्यादा, मतलब लेटर वी डोंट नो राइट, अगर स्टील 3-4 रुपए ऊपर बढ़ता है दैट इज एन अननोन सिनेरियो राइट. So any thoughts around that? If it growth could be accelerated today rather than maybe Q4 or Q1? Please pardon my ignorance.
Lokesh, इसमें सबसे ज्यादा important thing कि we are going to first time do this type of volume. Now we know about the market nubs. क्योंकि what type of we have a full basket. अभी तक हम कंफ्यूज क्या थे कि वी डोंट नो कि हमको कहां से वॉल्यूम बढ़ाना है, कहां से क्या काम करना है. बट राइट फ्रॉम सितंबर मंथ वी आर हम अपना वॉल्यूम कर रहे हैं. तो नाउ वी हमने अपना नब्ज पकड़ लिया मार्केट का कि हमारा मार्केट का नब्ज कहां पर है और हाउ टू वी इंक्रीज द वॉल्यूम, कि किस एरिया को किस प्रोडक्ट में किस एरिया में हमको टच करना है, किस एरिया में किस प्रोडक्ट में पतरे से कोई इम्पैक्ट नहीं आता है, किस एरिया में इम्पैक्ट आता है. नाउ वी हैव कहते ना वो पूरा मास्टरी और पूरा हमारे पास एक मैप आ गया है कि हमको कहाँ से वॉल्यूम निकालना है. अभी तक वी आर स्टिल कंफ्यूज. हम क्योंकि जब तक वॉल्यूम नहीं करेंगे मार्केट को नहीं रीड करेंगे, वी कांट डू एनीथिंग. नाउ वी रीड द मार्केट, तब प्रॉब्लम आएगी तो वी आर गोइंग टू फेस. आई एम नॉट वरी अबाउट कि अब हमको मालूम पड़ गया कि लाइक आई कैन से कि हमारा महाराष्ट्र में 30,000 टन के आसपास पर मंथ वॉल्यूम होता था. दिस मंथ वी आर गोइंग टू क्लोज द वॉल्यूम एट 45,000 टन पर टन. तो हमने 45,000 टन हमने क्लोज करेंगे इस मंथ में, अक्टूबर मंथ में. तो हमको नजर आ गया कि महाराष्ट्र इस पतरा बेस्ड ज्यादा मार्केट है, तमिलनाडु पतरा बेस्ड ज्यादा मार्केट है, ये एरिया ज्यादा मार्केट क्वाइल बेस्ड है, यहाँ पर प्राइस को ज्यादा छेड़खानी करेंगे तो हमको कोई ग्रोथ एक्स्ट्रा नहीं मिली है, इस एरिया में ज्यादा एक्स्ट्रा ग्रोथ मिलेगी, इस साइज को हम ज्यादा सस्ता करके ज्यादा नहीं बेच सकते, वहां पर ग्रोथ नहीं है, इस साइज को हम सस्ता करके बेचेंगे तो हमको ग्रोथ मिल जाएगी. तो वी कैन मेक द बास्केट ऑफ थिंग्स. नंबर टू, एज ए मार्जिन पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू, मेरे को दुबई प्लांट मेरा पूरा रैंपअप हो गया है. दिस मंथ वी आर गोइंग टू क्लोज टू 16,000 टन. तो वहां हमारे जितना पुराने स्टॉक्स भी हमारे वहां पर खत्म हो गए हैं, तो हमारा वहां से भी मार्जिन बढ़ जाएगा काफी, जो मेरे को इंडिया स्ट्रक्चर को हेल्प करेगा मार्जिन को मेंटेन करने में. तो वी आर वेरी होपफुल कि हम क्वार्टर ऑन क्वार्टर 10% का ग्रोथ एंड फर्स्ट फेज में इबिटा 4,000 to 5,000, सेकेंड फेज में 5,000 to 6,000 के बीच में कहीं ना कहीं जाएंगे. और अभी तो एचआर कोयल का कैपिटल हिंदुस्तान में चालू हो रहा है, अभी चालू भी नहीं हुआ है. अभी 12 लाख टन में से सिर्फ 2.5 लाख टन का कैपेसिटी आया है. तो या तो स्टील डिमांड इतनी बढ़ जाए कि सारी कैपेसिटी एब्जॉर्ब हो जाए, तो वो अदरवाइज में वो सेंस में हमारे लिए वो भी अच्छा है. क्योंकि एचआर कोयल जहां भी बिकेगा तो लाइक के प्रोडक्ट ही बिकेगा ना, पाइप बिके या कलर बिके या कुछ भी बिके, तो मतलब वहां पर डिमांड बढ़ेगी. इस कैपेसिटी को कहीं जाने के लिए मार्केट शेयर तो चाहिए ही.
And to add to this, our east plant, which we are setting up, two plants, Siliguri and Gorakhpur, so that will also give us incremental market of around million ton a year. And that will also boost our volumes, which will contribute to the quarterly run rate, which Sanjay ji just highlighted.
Now, on your second question about the discounting in the second quarter for our customers, see, I mean, in the falling price scenario, the sentiments for the distributors, our channel partners, also go to like pretty low levels, and we have to compensate compensate with some additional discounts, right, to push the volumes. I mean, it would be like, you know, first time in our own history that in a quarter when steel prices crashed by 7,500 per ton. And our sales volume increased in that quarter versus the previous quarter. So the momentum what we were seeing, we wanted to continue with that, and we thought, okay, if we bleed further by 500 rupees per ton, but that will keep the momentum going with our channel partners, we should go for it. So that was the conscious decision and decisive strategy which we adopted, and we went for it. And we knew that we also had fair idea that prices will stabilize in September. Okay, so from October we shall withdraw such discounts, and there will be no need to continue with the pricing.
So we have already rolled back the discounts, and this 500 should flow through into PNL.
That is right.
Into our budget. Okay.
That is right. And on your third question, in competition on the structural steel heavy space, our philosophy here is the more the merrier, because we are the only ones who are promoting the tubular construction in the heavy construction. If more strong players, strong brands come and pitch the same theme to the developers, to the contractors, to the structural engineers, to the architects, to the government, it will only expand the market in a bigger way. So everyone shall reap the benefits in long term.
So understood. Thanks, Anubhav. Thanks, Sanjay.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Dhananjay Bagrodia from ASK Investments. Please go ahead.
Happy Diwali, sir, and very good numbers in a tough economic environment. Just wanted to understand, roughly we are expecting around 170 crores was the inventory loss for this quarter.
It was 2,000 rupees per ton. So if you calculate, you shall come around 1.5 billion rupees.
2,000 into 250, because only one inventory we keep, right?
Right. So normally the stock is around 280 to 300,000 ton. On that, the loss we would have booked around 5,000 rupees a ton.
Or should have been 2,000 rupees a ton.
Yeah.
Okay. So effectively now, what OPB in terms of?
No.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Dhananjay. If you can please repeat your question, your voice was not audible.
Effectively, for the second half, what OP per ton would we be targeting?
So we shall be going from 4,000 to 5,000 rupees a ton for the second half.
Okay, so that's effectively the 5,000. And volumes guidance is, would it be increased because our numbers have come higher than the
Yes, I mean, if you sum up the guidance which Sanjay ji just gave, right, quarterly volume, I'm sure you will see that the guidance seems to be a bit better.
It would be above 3.3, right?
That's right. I think the main impact you will see for the FY26, right, because here the 6 months have already gone. But yes, we should be surpassing the 3.2 million ton guidance if we do second half as we are saying.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Kunal Ochi Ramani from Kitara Capital. Please go ahead.
My question has been answered. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Anupam Gupta from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
From the number which you have
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Anupam, your voice is not audible.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, if you can switch to your hands-free mode, like to handset mode, that would be better, sir.
Yeah, so can you hear me now?
Is yes, sir, it's much better now. Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So the question was on the EBITDA per ton number, which you have put in the PPT of 5,000 rupees for FY27 targeted. But just doing the math from your current number and assuming there are no inventory losses and you have this 500 rupees discount rolled back, plus there will be operating leverage which will come through, your ideally you should be 5,000 rupees per ton in the next two quarters itself, in fourth quarter itself, in fact. Assuming there are no further this thing. So are you assuming an adverse mix incrementally because let's say you'll push out more of general structures given that the competition there is much lesser? Or how are you looking at that number specifically?
So Anupam, if you heard Sanjay ji, right, he said in first phase our target is 4,000 to 5,000 rupees a ton EBITDA and in second phase 5,000 to 6,000 rupees per ton EBITDA, right? I mean right now the EBITDA per ton has been so low for the last 2-3 quarters, right? If we mention 6,000 rupees per ton on presentation, we just thought let's be a bit conservative in highlighting the number. But yes, you are right that the business has the ability to produce 6,000 rupees per ton EBITDA, which Sanjay ji also highlighted.
Understand. Okay. And the second question is on the utilization of the Raipur facility at this point of time. Last quarter you mentioned it was close to about 60%. What is the number for second quarter?
Yeah.
Thank you. Our next question is from line of Pallav Agarwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. I hope my line is clear.
So just to answer to Anupam's last question, see, in Raipur, there has been expansion in the capacity as well, right? So earlier it was 61%, but now on the expanded capacity, it is 53%.
Thank you, sir. Pallav, sir, you can please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, good evening. So I have a question on, you know, the new plant at Bangalore. I think on the last call you had mentioned that there was a plan, the location was supposed to be in Ahmedabad. So has there been any change in our strategy in terms of geography?
So Pallav, hi. We did decide to go for Ahmedabad initially, right? And then we evaluated the raw material availability, right? The market dynamics and existing plants which are already feeding the Gujarat market, right? So we thought that existing plants can keep on feeding, and in fact there is a need for a plant in southern market. So we changed that strategy. Anyways, we did not invest any money on land acquisition, etc. So it was withdrawable, and we did withdraw that. Sanjay, you want to add?
Yeah, Pallab, the main thing is that he is now, with a very hard work, now we have stabilized the ABPL and Raipur facilities. And of these plants, our main market is Gujarat. Right now, and in south region, now we have a shortage of lighter structural tube due to the Patra market. So, मेरे को लगा कि अब फिर हम अहमदाबाद में एक प्लांट अभी लगा लेंगे, तो फिर हम रायपुर में वापस स्ट्रगल करेंगे. तो इस बेटर कि पहले जहाँ पर मटेरियल शॉर्टेज है उस एरिया में काम करें. सेकंड फेज मतलब व्हेन वी आर गोइंग टू फ्रॉम 5 मिलियन टू 10 मिलियन टन टारगेट, देन वी आर इस सेकंड फेज में हम सब प्लांट्स पर वर्किंग करेंगे, कहाँ का हमारी कैपेसिटी हमको शॉर्ट पड़ रही है, कहाँ कहाँ हमको लगाना है. तो इसी सो वी ड्रॉप द अहमदाबाद प्लांट. राइट नाउ वी डोंट वांट टू डिस्टर्ब रायपुर फैसिलिटीज, क्योंकि रायपुर फैसिलिटी हमारी बहुत बड़ी बैकबोन हो गई इस टाइम कंपनी की, तो हम उससे भी कोई भी मार्केट लेना नहीं चाहते हैं.
सर ऑल्सो सर यू नो सो रीजन फॉर अस टर्निंग इनटू आई मीन फ्रॉम नेट कैश टू डेट अगेन इज बिकॉज ऑफ द lower EBITDA this quarter, or you know, again there's some inventory build up that is happening, working capital?
So Pallav, here there are two reasons. Of course, the profitability was low, so operating cash flow was very, very low compared to the earlier quarters.
And secondly, we also went ahead with the 4 billion INR of CapEx in the first half. So as you know that the capacities have increased from 3.6 million ton to 4.3 million ton. So some residual CapEx also we had to incur, which we did. So that's why there is a slight build-up in the debt, but as the operating cash flows will normalize in the second half, it shall come down sharply.
So we still probably have a target of being net cash by the end of FY25. Is that a possibility?
Definitely, yes.
So just lastly, given the difference, in between domestic and import prices, now, do we import any HRC in the last quarter? Because the 6,000 to 7,000 rupees of decline in prices, seems to be on a point-to-point basis. Because on average, the prices are probably low about 3,000 to 3,500 as per what spot prices we track. So were there any imports of HRC that happened either in Q1 or Q2?
Hold up, just one second.
Like in India, there are two types of imports. One is Japanese, Korean and Vietnam material, jo duty free hote hai, and one is Chinese material, jis par 8.25% duty hoti hai. So the Japanese and Korean materials, jo first $600 ke aaspaas chal raha tha, starting of the quarter, and now the last mein $500 tak usne touch kiya, now this material stabilized on to $525 per ton. So if you see the $80 decrease into 84 rupees, almost close to 7,000 rupees per ton. And in India, 7,500 rupees ton ka decline hua hai. So both are very equivalent. Indian market is going with the international market.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Devrat Mohta from Capital Group. Please go ahead.
Hi Sanjay ji, thank you for taking my question. My question really was, agar aapka ye mix shift hota hai towards taking away more market share from Patra, does that become adverse for margin going forward? And really when you say margins are 4,000 to 5,000 in first phase and 5,000 to 6,000 in second phase, really what time period are we talking about, phase one, phase two?
Yeah, Devrat ji, you have 100% you can take the right point there. कि मैं जो बार-बार मार्जिन पर ज्यादा बात नहीं कर पा रहा हूं कि अगर मैं पतला में कमोडिटी सेक्टर में मेरा वॉल्यूम बढ़ रहा है तो वहां से तो मार्जिन ज्यादा बढ़ेगा नहीं मेरा तो अमाउंट एब्सोल्यूट अमाउंट में हमारा EBITDA आरओसी सब हमारा EBITDA मार्जिन सब बहुत बढ़ जाएगा बट मे बी पटन में EBITDA हमारा टूट जाए तो तभी मैं 4,000 5,000 6 से ऊपर अभी बात नहीं कर रहा हूं क्योंकि जो मेरे को यहाँ से ग्रोथ बहुत अच्छी नजर आ रही है सेक्टर से और बाकी हमारे जो वैल्यूडेड ये प्रोडक्ट है उसमें ग्रोथ नॉर्मल रहेगी लाइक अगर मैं Q3 में 9 लाख टन करता हूँ तो अगर मैं 9 लाख टन पर 6 रुपए किलो या 500 रुपए किलो बिट्टा सोच के 500 करोड़ का बिट्टा सोच के काम करूंगा तो अगेन मैं उसी चक्कर में फंस जाऊंगा तो माई टारगेट इज की मेरा ओवरऑल बिट्टा कैसे बढ़ता है उसमें एब्सोल्यूट बिट्टा कैसे बढ़ता है मे भी अगर मैं को नीचे वाले प्रोडक्ट में भी 2,000 3,000 तक EBITDA बच रहा है वाई शुड आई गो टू लूज द मार्केट कि मेरा पटन EBITDA कम हो जाएगा इसलिए मैं EBITDA पर भी ज्यादा बुलिश होकर बात नहीं कर रहा हूँ कि एक क्वार्टर हम EBITDA पर काम कर लें इस क्वार्टर में वॉल्यूम पहले प्रोड्यूस कर दें क्योंकि हमारे खर्चों पर बहुत फर्क पड़ेगा इससे लाइकली मैं बताता हूँ हमारा जो मैं अभी देख रहा था आज के बोर्ड मीटिंग में ही अपना हमारा ऑलमोस्ट जो फिक्स खर्चा है 2,000 पर टन के आसपास है और हमने 7.5 लाख टन किया है ये खर्चा मेरा कुछ तो हम रिड्यूस भी कर रहे हैं कुछ हम इसको और ठीक करेंगे और वॉल्यूम बढ़ाएंगे तो मे बी इट्स कम डाउन टू 1,000 रुपीज पर टन तो आज 1,000 रुपए से मेरा खर्चा कम हो जाता तो मेरे लिए बहुत बड़ा बूस्टर है मेरी प्रॉब्लम क्या है डेवलप की आई एम सिटिंग विद कैपेसिटी ऑफ 4.5 मिलियन टन और आई एम प्रोड्यूसिंग 3 मिलियन टन तो मैं कुछ भी असेसमेंट नहीं कर पा रहा था बट राइट नाउ फ्रॉम सितंबर ऑनवर्ड्स मेरा असेसमेंट होना शुरू हो गया कि कहां पर मेरे खर्चे ज्यादा हैं कहां पर मेरा मार्केट शेयर कम है कहां पर मेरा मार्केट शेयर अगर मैं 80% मार्केट पर ऑलरेडी बैठा हुआ तो आई कांट इंक्रीज माई मार्केट शेयर तो आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू लूज द प्रीमियम देयर. जहां पर मेरा मार्केट शेयर 40% है, 50% है, या पत्रे का मार्केट शेयर ज्यादा है, तो आई कैन लूज उस मार्केट में, आई कैन लूज माई मार्जिन एंड आई कैन कैप्चर द मार्केट शेयर. तो राइट नाउ हमको कुछ स्ट्रैटेजी अब नजर आने लग गई है, बट एक क्वार्टर हमको काम करने से जो मेरे को लगता है कि हमको और भी हमारी स्ट्रैटेजी बुलिश होती जाएगी.
तो आप बेसिकली बोल रहे हैं आपका फोकस इज ऑन एब्सोल्यूट एबिटा रादर देन एबिटा पर टन. सो हाउ शुड वी थिंक अबाउट यू नो एबिटा गोइंग फॉरवर्ड, इज एब्सोल्यूट एबिटा गोइंग फॉरवर्ड? अगर आपका वॉल्यूम आप जो बोल रहे हैं उसके हिसाब से रैंप अप होता है, तो आपका क्या सेंस है एबिटा कहाँ जाना चाहिए?
मैं तो हमेशा बुलिश आदमी होता हूँ, बट जो भी है मतलब मैं मान के चलता हूँ कि इस क्वार्टर में हम 4000 से तो ऊपर रहेंगे, रहना चाहिए हमको 5000 से नीचे रहना चाहिए, और मे भी अगले क्वार्टर में 5000 को भी टच कर देना चाहिए हमको. राइट नाउ कैन से कि मेरे अलाइनमेंट में 4300-4400 पीस टन इस क्वार्टर में, 4700-4800 में क्वार्टर और क्वार्टर, फिर हमारा मार्जिन भी इंक्रीज होता जाएगा जैसे जैसे वॉल्यूम बढ़ेगा.
समझिए, ठीक है, थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. आवर नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम लाइन ऑफ स्नेहा तलरेजा फ्रॉम नोवामा. प्लीज गो अहेड.
Hi, sir, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. So, there's two confusions here. One is you said that you have discontinued the discount which were given, which was around 500 rupees a ton, which has been done in October starting. Is that correct?
So, Sneha, this was on the overall portfolio, right? But if you go in the market, you may still see that we have discounts on the products which are directly competing with sponge iron steel pipes. But overall portfolio, the discount which came out to be 500 because of destocking, because of sales push, that we have rolled over. But on our general products, the discounts continued in month of October.
And that is not the reason of your EBITDA per ton fall this particular quarter? Or how do we see EBITDA per ton impact because of that?
5000 rupees a ton.
Sorry, how much?
5000 to 100 rupees a ton, that's all.
Understood. Secondly, one of the impact what I wanted to understand is last quarter you had mentioned the gap between Patra and your primary steel prices were about 2 to 3 odd rupees, which this particular quarter you said is 5 to 6 odd rupees. Plus there was a 500 rupees discount which you gave it on the overall basis. Despite these gaps increasing, what is the confidence that you have on 10% Q1Q growth is what I wanted to understand.
Neha, one correction. I said 5% gap. I didn't say 5,000 rupees per ton gap. I said 5,000 rupees. So 5,000 rupees on 5%. 5% on 52,000 rupees per ton selling price, absolute comes out to be 2,500 rupees a ton, 3,000 rupees a ton.
Okay. My bad. Understood. Next thing what I wanted to understand is how quickly can you actually ramp up your capacity once you achieve 5 million tons sort of a number in terms of capacity? Because earlier what I understand is you were trying to ramp up your Raipur capacity itself. Later you decided to get into various other markets. So I think that particular area would help in understanding.
Shilya, our community based capacity or directly to link with the पत्राल मार्केट की, सब हमारी कैपेसिटी फुली यूटिलाइज चल रही है इस टाइम. वी हैव सम कैपेसिटी लेफ्ट ऑन द बिगर सेक्शंस एंड बिगर डायर पाइप्स, और एक हमारी लाइन हैदराबाद में जस्ट इंस्टॉल हो रही है, तो और एक दुबई में. हमको 4.5 मिलियन टन पहुंचने के लिए बस इसी तीन जगह 5500 टन पर मंथ की कैपेसिटी बैलेंस रह गई हमारी यूटिलाइज हो रही. बाकी वी आर यूटिलाइज ऑल द कैपेसिटीज, और आई थिंक कि अब इस पर भी हम स्ट्रेटेजिकली काम कर रहे हैं. तो ये 4.5 मिलियन टन तो हमको हमारा रोड मैप बहुत क्लियर नजर आ रहा है. आफ्टर दैट 4.5 मिलियन टन वी हैव ए प्लांट इन सिलीगुड़ी फॉर 2 लाख टन. वो मार्केट अभी हमारी बहुत वीक है. 1 लाख टन मार्केट फॉर गोरखपुर एंड 2 लाख टन मार्केट फॉर ये बेंगलोर साउथ लाइटर स्ट्रक्चर ट्यूब मार्केट. तो यहाँ पर 5 लाख टन से हम लगता है कि हम बहुत जल्दी क्वार्टर ऑन क्वार्टर बहुत तेज सफर तय करेंगे.
Understood, sir. Thanks a lot for the opportunity and all the very best team. And a happy Diwali to everyone.
Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Aditya Velekar from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Anubhav, just a few points which I've missed. So you said 53% capacity utilization on Raipur plant on expanded capacity. So what is that expanded capacity now? And residual capex guidance for 25 and for 26.
Right. So so last quarter, the rated capacity was 1.1 million ton. Now it is 1.2 million ton. Okay, so there has been addition by 110,000 tons to be precise in the capacity. And if you calculate the volume, it was kind of unchanged on a QOQ basis.
Okay, and on capex guidance for 25 and 26?
So capex, we have around 3.0 to 3.5 billion rupees of residual capex, which we shall spend over the next 6 to 7 months, and we shall reach 5.0 million ton capacity.
Understood. And one question on this value-added product share, means it is 55% and that percentage is almost flat year over year. So what is the function of that value-added product share in our EBITDA per ton increase? Means do we see any case where we can we have the flexibility to increase the value-added product share and reduce our general product share? Because in this quarter, we have incurred losses on EBITDA per ton basis on general product. So in that scenario, is that market is developed or is there a sufficient market for pushing volumes for value-added products?
Aditya, please understand that the EBITDA loss in general category is not because of our pricing, but because of rupees 2,000 per ton inventory loss, which we booked for the whole company, right? So if I remove inventory loss, it was pretty much profitable product, right? And there is no strategy to lower the volume from general products because the opportunity which has come in front of us with the decline in the sponge iron steel pipes, we have almost 500,000 ton of new incremental monthly market, right, which we can target and very, very aggressively. We have the capacities, right, we have the distribution network, right, it's one of the most fast moving products, so here the inventory churns are even higher, right? In this segment, inventory churn touches almost 20 times in a year, right? So on EBITDA per ton basis you may see it being dilutive, but on ROC basis this is like super accretive, right? And we are not going to leave any stone unturned to grab the market from spawn steel pipes which got opened up over the last 3-4 months, because it is not ROC dilutive, it is highly ROC accretive.
Understood, Anubhav. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question is on the line of Bhavin Pandey from Athena Investments. Please go ahead.
Hey, am I audible?
Yes, Bhavesh, please go ahead.
Yeah, sure. So I just wanted to draw your attention to slide 23 on the opportunity in solar. So if you could just quantify the size of the opportunity, and second, you could touch upon if products in this particular offering are fungible and could be used across segments.
So, see, I mean, the products are not fungible, right? The target, if you look at the opportunity, right, in the area of residential rooftop, right, there our lighter structurals will be used, right? Now for ground mounted, one is still, so there our aluminum sheet and thicker color coated sheet will get used. Right, and for tracker, again we have specialized tubes which can only be used in solar trackers, right? So these capacities are not fungible, so we have introduced the products specifically for each area.
Okay. And Anubhav, what would be the mix of exports and domestic revenue?
So, so if you look at our Dubai sales, right, that is our international sales.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
Thank you. Our next question is from line of Bharat Shah from ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
I just wanted to ask one question. Out of the other expenses which are booked per ton, so which was about 4,400 odd in the first quarter, a little over 4,000 in the second quarter, how much conceptually is likely to be fixed cost and how much is kind of variable linked to the output? In other words, as we ramp up the sales, what kind of operating leverage I can expect to see on a roughly 1 million ton, one lakh extra kind of ton per quarter ramp up that we are talking about, just to get a bit more clarity on that.
So, Bharat Bhai, see, in fixed cost, our primary is employee cost, right, which right now is 1,050 rupees a ton. Okay, I'm excluding the...
The cost in the country is about 1,100 rupees a ton, 1,000 to 1,100. I'm talking about other expenses.
Bharat Bhai, your voice is cracking.
I'm saying the manpower cost is about 1,000 to 1,100 per ton in each of these two quarters. That I've seen. I'm saying the other expense, which was about 4,400 rupees a ton in the first quarter and roughly 4,000 in the second quarter. So what kind of operating leverage one can hope to see? In other words, how much normatively is the fixed element of the cost broadly? I mean, it need not be very precise. And how much is likely to be the variable part?
So Bharat Bhai, like I was saying, in fixed cost, there are three main components, right? One is employee cost, salary. Second is the head office expenses. And third is the branding expenses. Now, in the variable cost, which are number one, power, number two, consumables, number three, steel wastage, and number four, the freight cost, right? If you look at the operating leverage which we can get, right, from the employee cost, from the head office expenses and the advertisement expenses, almost 500 to 600 rupees per ton operating leverage we can get if we keep on producing 300,000 ton of steel pipes every month.
Okay. And on the variable part also, we have a program to save the cost in each of the areas. So roughly what kind of improvement over in the next 1 and 2 years we expect to see on the variable part of the cost?
Variable, the power cost has some potential to go down because we are investing in renewable energy, right? So that helps us reduce the cost. And secondly, on freight cost also, every day we keep on improving efficiencies from the plant dispatched to the end market, so that we can optimize the freight cost. And after opening or commencement of Siliguri and Gorakhpur plants,
definitely the freight cost to eastern markets will come down. Anything you want to add?
Yeah, Bharatbhai, one thing is very clear. Right now we are sitting with the expenses of close to 4.5 million tons. हमारा 4.5 मिलियन टन के लिए जो भी एक्सपेंसेस होना है हम उसके ऊपर बैठे हुए हैं और जैसे जैसे हमारा ये वॉल्यूम बढ़ता जाएगा लाइक ये सब पावर है पावर को अभी हम दो पार्ट पे पकड़ते हैं वन पार्ट इज व्हेन हम वी रन द मिल्स तो हमारा कॉस्ट आता है एक पार्ट अगर मिल चलाए या नहीं चलाए हमको मिनिमम ये बिजली देना ही पड़ता है तो लाइक किसी प्लांट पर 4000 KVA का कनेक्शन ले रखा है बट वहां पर रन हो रहा है 3000 KVA बट ऑल द चार्जेस वी हैव टू पे फॉर 4000 KVA तो इस तरह के इनकी सी की टोटल हमारा 2000 रुपीज जो फिक्स कॉस्ट आता है 2000 रुपीज पर टन के आसपास आता है उसमें जिसका हमारा मेन पावर है फिक्स पावर जो हमको लगना ही लगना है थोड़ा सा इंटरेस्ट कॉस्ट है फिर ये ब्रांडिंग एक्सपेंडिचर है एचओ एक्सपेंडिचर है मार्केटिंग एक्सपेंडिचर है तो उसपे हमारा बहुत अगर हम अपना वॉल्यूम अचीव करते तो हमारा बहुत मेजर रिडक्शन आएगा नंबर टू जो हमारा फ्रेट फैक्टर जो है इस समय हमारा ऑलमोस्ट क्लोज टू लास्ट क्वार्टर 1900 के आसपास आया है इंक्लूडिंग एक्सपोर्ट अगर हम लोकल मार्केट को देख के करें तो हमारा ऑलमोस्ट 1600 रुपीज आया है उसमें क्या होता है अभी हमको कोई भी प्लांट को फूल करने के लिए अगर किसी एक मार्केट में डिमांड ज्यादा है तो हमको लाइक हसूर से पूना माल भेजना होता तो हम भेज देते थे कि चलो वहां का मार्केट को फूल करो बट अगर अब हसूर का माल हसूर में बिक रहा है तो वी आर नॉट रिक्वायर्ड टू सेंड द मटेरियल विद द टू पूना मार्केट तो ऐसा अब जैसे जैसे प्लांट हमारे फुल हो रहे हैं तो हमारे उस टाइप का अननेसेसरी फ्रेट फैक्टर भी कम होता जाएगा जब लोकल में उसका माल बिकता जाएगा तो लाइक रायपुर का माल है अभी हमको रायपुर को फुल करने के लिए वी हैव टू सेंड टू पूना वी हैव टू सेंड टू बैंगलोर ऑल्सो कि ये प्लांट को फुल करो अब जैसे जैसे वहां लोकल रायपुर का जो मार्केट हमारा ईस्टर्न यूपी इंडिया का और MP का और गुजरात का वो मार्केट में जैसे जैसे डिमांड रैंप अप हो रहा है हमारा तो हमारा फ्रेट कॉस्ट उस आज हम बैंगलोर माल भेजते तो हमारा फ्रेट है 4000 रुपीज टन हम अगर अहमदाबाद माल भेजते तो हमारा फ्रेट है 2500 रुपीज टन फ्रॉम रायपुर तो वो कॉस्ट हमारा कम हो जाता है तो अब हम बल्कि इस प्रोसेस में आए हैं कि कॉस्टिंग के ऊपर काम कर रहे हैं सब कुछ हमारा वॉल्यूम से लिख गया और हम अनफॉर्चुनेटली पिछले एक दो डेढ़ साल से हम वॉल्यूम एंड पर फंसे पड़े थे हम चाहते भी वॉल्यूम नहीं कर पा रहे थे राइट नाउ अब जैसे जैसे वॉल्यूम करते जाएंगे तो हमको कुछ गलतियां नजर आएंगी तो उसको हम रिमूव करेंगे कुछ अच्छाई होगी तो उसको और अच्छा करेंगे अब हम उस प्रोसेस में आए हैं तो आई थिंक Q3 एंड Q4 काफी कुछ कंपनी का फ्यूचर के बारे में कहेगा
थैंक यू वेरी मच सर Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants, please limit your questions to one per participant. Our next question is from the line of Shailesh Raja from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So how is the current CapEx trend seen in the government infra projects like metro, railway stations, airports, then water infrastructure projects like steel water tanks, which you were referring three quarters back? So today, what is our total volume from this sector and what is the total overall contribution is coming from government infra projects?
So, Shailesh, around 25% of our sales come from the infrastructure project, right? I mean, last few months have been pretty slow, right, because of elections and new government formation and delayed budgets and then monsoons, right. Now, in the month of October, we have seen the pickup, right. But we have been working on these projects for last 1.5 years in terms of the approvals and our tubular designs. Right, so we are seeing, we have started to see a good traction from October onwards, and this momentum should continue throughout FY25 and FY26.
Is it back to pre-election period?
Not yet, because now North India again will see construction slowdown because of elevated pollution levels. Right, so we believe that Jan, Feb, March, last quarter, we shall see we shall see pre-election levels momentum.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from line of Vikas Singh from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to understand one thing, that the competition is also getting into the segments which previously were dominated by you only. Basically, you are the only player. At the same time, you are actually selling more of low-grade products. So in this context, and given the a lot of HRC capacity coming, so competition would also get some benefits of the bulk buying. How do we expect that our blended EBITDA would still be growing to 5,000 to 6,000 level, given our value added would also come under pressure?
Good evening, Vikas. Because what competition are doing, we don't bother. Because we have our own branding, we have our own distribution network, we have our own expertise on the costing part of part. Number three, market is also expanding. Thoda bahut to dekho, competition kisi bhi business mein thoda bahut aata rehta hai. But we don't think there is any serious competition in our segment. ठीक है, कोई API में आ रहा है, कोई DI में आ रहा है, कोई में galvanized में आ रहा है. But हमको अपने part में, क्योंकि we are creator. हम अपना market खुद create करते हैं, and we are doing lot of small things. जिसको आप you can see in the volume of the market, we can't describe on the phone. थोड़ा बहुत हमारा कंपटीशन से अगर मार्केट से जाएगा तो नया भी इनोवेशन हमारा खत्म थोड़ी हो जाता है, हमारा इनोवेशन आगे बढ़ता रहता है. थोड़ा उधर जिस तरह राइट नाउ नवंबर में हमारा 1,000 square का लाइन चालू हो जाएगा रायपुर में, वो 1 लाख टन का कैपेसिटी का, वो हमारा अपने आप में एक नया इनोवेशन आ जाएगा. अब हमने जो फीकल कलर का लाइन लगाया था वो धीरे धीरे रैम्प अप हो गया, उसका मार्केट डेवलप हो गया, तो वो हमारा ये अपना ये वैल्यू एडिशन बढ़ाएगा. तो अगर हम 2 लाख 3 लाख टन साल का अपना वैल्यू एडिशन बढ़ाते हैं, 4 लाख टन बढ़ाते हैं, तो मे बी 50,000 टन 1 लाख टन 20,000 टन उसमें कमीशन भी आएगा, तो वी डोंट बॉदर. लाइक अब हम जाएंगे ये प्री गलवाइज पाइप में है, हम नया जैम पाइप लाने की तैयारी में है जो हमारा मार्च तक लॉन्च हो जाएगा. तो मतलब ये तो दुनिया का दस्तूर है, लोग नीचे से थोड़ा ऊपर आने की कोशिश करेंगे, हम और ऊपर जाने की कोशिश करेंगे. टाइम नॉट वरी.
अंडरस्टूड सर. सर जस्ट वन स्मॉल क्लेरिफिकेशन, आई नो द इन्वेंटरी लॉस पॉइंट हैज बीन सेड टू मच, बट वी हैड सिमिलर सिचुएशन इन Q2 FY23 व्हेन द एक्सपोर्ट ड्यूटी लेड टू ऑलमोस्ट 10,000 रुपीज प्राइस करेक्शन. Even then, we have managed the EBITDA per ton reduction of only 700 rupees, while this time was almost 2,400 rupees. So, are we sitting up some extra inventory at our peak oils this time? Or I'm reading the situation differently?
No, that time, I don't remember, but I think that time we compromised with the volume. Usse volume kya tha hamara?
Sir, volume aapka us samay 602 kt tha versus previous quarter 422 kt, so volume was also good actually.
तो मैं भी उस समय से हमारा मेरे को राइट क्लास से नहीं याद है कि उस टाइम क्यों ऐसा हुआ होगा, या तो ये उस समय पत्रा मार्केट हमारा अच्छा होगा, या हमारे पास कुछ ओडीएम ऑर्डर एक्सपोर्ट ऑर्डर कुछ अच्छा होगा. विदाउट सीइंग द फैक्ट्स आई डोंट वांट टू कमेंट एनीथिंग. अंडरस्टूड
सर, आई विल टेक इट ऑफलाइन फ्रॉम अर्जुन. या थैंक यू एंड हैप्पी दिवाली.
थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. Next is a follow-up question from the line of Bharat Shah from ASK Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Sorry, Sanjay ji, my phone drop-off ho gaya.
Yeah, Bharat bhai, ekdam aapka phone beech mein nikal gaya tha. Yes, sir.
Aap keh rahe the ki kareeb 2000 rupiya per ton jitna fixed cost ka, matlab 4.5 lakh 4.5 million टन की कैपेसिटी पे हम कॉस्ट स्ट्रक्चर है, लेकिन ऑपरेट हम लोवर कर रहे हैं, और 2,000 रुपया पर टन मोटा मोटा फिक्स कॉस्ट का जहाँ इफेक्टिव स्कोप फॉर सेविंग, plus part of the variable cost like power, where there is some level of semi-variability of that. आप जो कह रहे थे तब मेरा call drop हो गया.
हाँ yes yes sir. तो मैं कह रहा हूँ कि भरत भाई क्या है ना कि हमारा टोटल जो फिक्स कॉस्ट है, हम बिजनेस करें नहीं करें, हमारा ऑलमोस्ट 45 करोड़ रुपीज पर मंथ के आसपास फिक्स कॉस्ट है, जिसको हम रिड्यूस करके 40 करोड़ लाने पर लगे हुए हैं कि हम उसको किसी तरह 40 करोड़ के आसपास लिया है. और हम हमारा जिस तरह लास्ट ये 15 लाख टन के आसपास हमारा ये वॉल्यूम था, तो 45 into 12 divided by 6 तो भाई अगर हम इसको 40 पर ले आते हैं, इधर हम वॉल्यूम अपना बढ़ा के हम 1 मिलियन टन का जो हमारा क्वार्टर का टारगेट बना रहे हैं कि हम 1 मिलियन टन पर पहुंचते हैं एक दो क्वार्टर के अंदर में, तो हमारा ये जो कॉस्ट है 3 लाख टन 1200 रुपीज टन के आसपास आ जाएगा ये कॉस्ट, जो हमारे मार्जिन को इम्प्रूव करने में हमको सपोर्ट करेगा.
मतलब करीब 700-800 रुपया पर टन बेसिस पे सेविंग हो जाएगी.
यस, क्योंकि हम अभी हायर एक्सपेंसिव में बैठे हुए वॉल्यूम हम लेस कर रहे हैं भरत भाई.
समझ गया. वेरिएबल कॉस्ट में भी हमारी सेविंग्स का प्रोग्राम है ड्यू टू
भरत भाई. वेरिएबल कॉस्ट में क्या होता है, दो जगह हमारी सेविंग ज्यादा होती है. एक तो फ्रेट फैक्टर पे, फ्रेट फैक्टर लाइक हमने अब हसूर प्लांट चल रहा है, हसूर प्लांट 145,000 टन पर मंथ टनेज, अब वहां पर लोकल मार्केट में हमारा 35,000 या 38,000 टन मटेरियल बिक रहा है, तो अब पूना में डिमांड हमारे पास ज्यादा है, तो या अहमदाबाद में डिमांड ज्यादा है या हैदराबाद में डिमांड ज्यादा है, तो वी शिफ्ट द मटेरियल फ्रॉम हसूर टू ये हैदराबाद और पूना और ये अहमदाबाद वाट एवर जहां पर हमारे पास डिमांड ज्यादा है. अहमदाबाद तो नहीं भेजते हैं ना, हैदराबाद एंड पूना माल शिफ्ट कर देते हैं. अब अगर हमारा हसूर में ही माल बिक जाता है लोकल मार्केट में, तो लोकल मार्केट में मेरा एवरेज फ्रेट आता है 600 से 700 रुपए टन के आसपास आता है, और जब मैं बाहर जाकर माल बेचता हूँ तो मेरा कॉस्ट आता है 1600-1700 रुपए टन के आसपास, तो 1000 रुपीज टन एक्स्ट्रा मटेरियल पर मेरा सीधा सीधा सेव हो जाता है. तो जैसे जैसे मार्केट एक्सपेंड कर रही है तो मेरा माल लोकल बिकने लग गया है, तो मेरा फ्रेट कॉस्ट नीचे जाना चाहिए. नंबर दूसरा पावर में ये फर्क पड़ेगा, लाइक हम ट्यूबवेल पर पाइप बना रहे हैं, अब एक ट्यूबवेल की कैपेसिटी 200 टन पर डे बनाने की है, तो उसका एक ट्यूबवेल छोड़ के बाकी सारी कैपेसिटी रन कर रही होती है, चाहे क्रेन्स है चाहे वाटर मोटर पंप्स है, सब कुछ उसमें ज्यादा इफेक्ट नहीं आएगा. हमारे से 40 यूनिट पर टन के आसपास अभी खर्चा आता है ट्यूबवेल पे, अगर हमारी ट्यूबवेल फुल कैपेसिटी पे चलेगी तो यूनिट पर टन कॉस्ट आ जाएगी हमारी 35-34 यूनिट पर टन, तो 5-6 यूनिट भी हमारे लिए 8 रुपए यूनिट कॉस्ट है 7 रुपए है, तो 40-50 रुपए टन हो जाता है. उसी तरह जब ये मिल पर प्रेशर होगा तो हमारी यील्ड कॉस्ट, यील्ड फैक्टर भी थोड़ा सा स्लाइटली नीचे आ जाएगा, नॉट कोई इन सब चीजों में छोटा छोटा इंप्रूवमेंट आएगा, 50 रुपए टन का 100 रुपए टन का 30 रुपए टन का बाकी खर्चों में भी. तो मैंने बिजनेस तो फिक्स कॉस्ट में आता है, बट इधर भी हमारा एक 200-300 रुपए टन से कॉस्ट कम हो जाएगा, ओवरऑल स्टोर कॉस्ट कम हो जाएगा, जो मिल्स कम रुक रही है तो उतने ये ब्रेकडाउन्स कम हो जाते हैं. जब अगर प्लांट में प्रेशर नहीं है माल रखने का, माल में ये बनाने का, तो क्या होता है प्लांट में इधर उधर स्टोरेज करना पड़ता है, उसकी हैंडलिंग हमारी बहुत बढ़ जाती है, हैंडलिंग बढ़ने से हमारी वेस्टेज बढ़ जाती है, बहुत सारे फैक्टर्स होते हैं भरत भाई. अल्टीमेट मजा तो फुल कैपेसिटी पर चलने का ही आता है, और हम फुल कैपेसिटी लगा चुके हैं अनफॉर्चुनेटली, तो अब हमको उसको किसी भी तरह से हमको पूरा करना है, हम उस पर लगे हुए हैं.
तो संजय जी, विल इट बी फेयर टू से वी फाइनली आर एट अ पॉइंट वेयर ऑल दैट वी नीडेड और ऑल दैट वी हैव डिजायर्ड इन मार्केट कंडीशंस इज व्हाट वी हैव गॉट टुडे. इन अदर वर्ड्स, ऑन द वैल्यू एडेड कंपोनेंट रियलाइजेशन स्टेडिली शुड इम्प्रूव. On the raw material side, we now have stable conditions and favorable one, where we can at a lower end expand the volumes. On the fixed asset, fixed cost side, we'll have operating leverage benefit to save, to gain. And on the variable, our efficiency and cost saving programs will result in some reduction. And all of that combined with opportunity in the global arena, Overall, I would say that there should not be any reason now going ahead for APL Apollo not to be right at the top and shining. Otherwise, it will require a lot of introspection within as to why, with all the favorable factors, I would say there is now no scope for any analytics. It is only the numbers.
बस भाई मैं अगर आपने पूरे कॉल पर तो मैंने आपको शुरू में ही कॉल पर अपने खुल के कहा है कि एवरीथिंग इज इन आवर फेवर. अगर हम इस टाइम पे कोई भी हम एक्सक्यूज हमारे पास नहीं है, अगर हम नहीं कर पाते तो दिस इज एक वरी पॉइंट फॉर अस एंड वी हैव टू रीथिंक अबाउट द होल द सिस्टम एंड होल द स्ट्रक्चर कि क्यों हम नहीं कर पाए. हमारे पास कोई एक्सक्यूज नहीं है आपकी डेट पे, टू बी फ्रैंक. मतलब मैं वो सच हूँ भाई, नहीं कर पाऊंगा बोलूंगा नहीं हो पा रहा मेरे से, बट मैं एक्सक्यूज नहीं लूंगा, गलत एक्सक्यूज मैं नहीं लूंगा. तो टुडे राइट नाउ आई कैन से बोल्डली एंड लाउडली कि आई एम नो एक्सक्यूज टू डिलीवर द नंबर. नंबर डिलीवर करने के अलावा मेरे पास कोई एक्सक्यूज नहीं है इस टाइम. मेरा पूरा सिस्टम भी ये बात जानता है एंड वी आर वर्किंग फुल हार्ड. आप कहीं से भी चेक कर लो, मैं ओवर नाइट काम कर रहे हैं इस टाइम इस चीज को प्रूव करने के लिए. अगर नहीं होता है, क्यों नहीं हुआ है, कैसे नहीं हुआ है, वी कम विद द रीजन कि हम फेलियर है या हमारे स्ट्रक्चर में कोई बहुत बड़े बदलाव की जरूरत है. बट टूडे आई कैन से बोल्डली एंड लाउडली अगेन मैं बोल रहा हूँ, हमारे पास कोई रीजन नहीं है परफॉर्म करने के अलावा कि हमको क्यों क्वार्टर ऑन क्वार्टर हमको परफॉर्मेंस अपना गुड नहीं वेरी गुड करना ही पड़ेगा.
No, I do know that and I do understand. Sanjayji, Shubh Deepavali to you and the entire APL Apollo team, including the three other members on the call. Shubh Deepavali wishes to all of you.
Thank you, Bharat Bhai, and same to you. And all the listeners, happy Diwali.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Omkar Gugardare from Sri Investments. Please go ahead.
You mentioned that because of the price differential in the spawn steel market, you will be able to garner the additional market. So what exact steps are you taking in order to garner that market which has been vacated?
Which market are you talking about?
The spawn steel market. Now you mentioned. So you said that you will be capturing volumes from that market, right? Because of the price differential.
Correct.
So what exact steps are you taking in order to garner that market share?
Well, it has become a pull market, right? If we have the product, right, and if we are able to service our distributors well, the sales will go up automatically, right? Because the end user, whether the fabricator or contractor or a house owner, if he is getting HR coil quality steel pipe at the same price or maybe at a price gap of 5%, so he is going to ask for APL Apollo steel pipe, right? And my product has just to be available at my distributor counter so that he can service his retailers, his fabricators efficiently, and the sales will go up on their own.
Okay, just a small question is that how has been the month of October so far, as we are already at the end of October?
We are right on target.
So whatever you mentioned right now that you will be gaining momentum in each of the segments and the revenue, the volume and EBITDA, everything. Do you think you are on target?
I don't know about the EBITDA right now. I know about the volume. Abhi toh month bhi nahi khatam hua, EBITDA to nahi mere ko malum pad sakta abhi. But the volume par I am right on target. Agar mere ko koi bhi doubt nazar aa raha hota to main nahi bolta.
Okay, so you are right on the track for the whatever you have guided so far.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thanks, Yes Bank, for hosting us, and thanks to all the participants. And I wish everyone happy Diwali on behalf of APL Apollo. Thank you so much.
On behalf of Yes Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.